Authorities are hopeful that they found the remains of 15-year-old Jadarius Miniweather in a 400-acre landfill in East Baton Rouge Parish.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore says investigators believe Miniweather ended up in the landfill after he was beaten to death. After a grueling 36-day search, crews found what they believe are the teenager's remains.
My personal belief that they belong to Jadarius.
East Baton Rouge Mayor Sid Edwards praised search crews for their determination and grit and says there was also divine intervention.
Someone sent a priest out there this morning and sprinkled holy water along the site.
DNA testing to confirm the remains is expected to take one or more days. 51-year-old Maurice Parms is charged with Miniweather's death. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Now, investigators say Parms beat the teen to death during an argument over Parms' treatment of a 16-year-old girl Miniweather knew. Detectives say Parms dumped the teen's body in a trash can that was picked up and taken to the landfill on June 22nd. Louisiana nonprofit The Boot says it helped place 255 service members into post-military careers during the 2025-26 fiscal year. CEO Benjamin Armstrong says the leadership skills these service members build during their time in the military will come in very handy in their post-military careers.
The people that we're supporting aren't just wet behind the ears, people that are looking for their first career. These are people with established skills. They've been mid-level to high-level leaders and are looking to bring that in the civilian world into their new careers.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.